Well, here we go. Number 84 in Tales of the Whales.
You are doing well.
I know.
Let's get you up to 100 next. Let's do a target. 100 Tales of the Whales.
100?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
That's not that long,
do you? No. Well, my target is making it to Christmas.
Probably about the same time.
Or our wedding anniversary.
Well, that's only 3 weeks away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're going to be here for that. I get a feeling.
Yeah. But trouble is, I've said that I don't think I'm going to be around for next Christmas for the last 4 years. And you've said I'm not doing a special Christmas this year.
No. No, I think let's do something different. Let's do a... Let's hide away. Let's go and stay somewhere.
Mm. Well... Yeah. Just in case anybody wonders what we're going on about, Tales of the Whales is our weekly podcast, and it's about having cancer. I have cancer. My cancer is terminal, has been terminal for the past 4 years, so I'm used to the fact that, you know, I may be here tomorrow, I may not, but then that's the same for all of us. Sadly, an old friend of mine I used to work with many years ago, younger than me, and not ill, died, just, you know, people, we do, don't we?
Yeah, we're all terminal, I suppose.
From the day we're born.
Yes.
But it is very difficult for some people, and we realise that. It's not easy, but talking about it, this podcast probably is good therapy for us.
Yeah, and we are a bit flippant about things sometimes, but having a terminal diagnosis of an illness is devastating.
Yeah. But the way we handle it is that we are quite flippant about it, and
it's our way of dealing with
it. It's our way of dealing with it. I had a what did I do? What's the endocrinologist?
You did go and
see
them.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, on your own, like a big boy.
Yeah, I went to have a sort of chat about my hormone replacements, and I am back on. Can you hear the distance, the phone ringing?
Yeah. We'll probably try and ring one of our mobiles next.
Well, that will
is.
Be very annoying. But if we do, we'll just stop and start again.
Yes, we'll just say, excuse us, we just need to take this call. Because the only people who normally ring on that line are the doctors or the hospice.
Yeah. In fact, we said last week, if you are able to and if there is a hospice in your area, and sometimes people say, oh, no, I can't face that. I want to be looked after by my family and everything else. It is one of the most difficult things, I would imagine. Well, we've both been through it anyway, to look after somebody.
It is.
Right at the end. I mean, I don't want to be political about it, but I'm quite glad to hear we're moving on towards being able to help people. When you're in your last couple of days, you're in hospital, you know, and they're all fighting to keep you alive until the very last minute, which doesn't do anybody any favours at all.
No.
And people are sort of saying, oh, well, that's not up to you to do. Well, of course, it should be up to the individual person, as long as you are compos mentis.
Yes.
See, I know Latin.
That was very good. I don't know if anyone would be able to actually tell if you are compos mentis or not. Ever.
No.
Because if you're not normally,
yeah.
If you suddenly became sort of, you know, sensible and lucid, everyone would think that you'd lost the plot.
Well, that's a very good point. Very good point, yeah.
So we had a lovely time last night, didn't we?
And this I'm not sure, should we talk about last night? I don't know.
Yes, because why I want to talk about last night is because before we went, you were a bit like, oh, I don't feel very good. And like, you know, we'll go, but we might have to leave really early because I don't feel well. And you were sitting and feeling like that. But then once we got out, you then had a couple of glasses of wine and you really perked up and we did dancing and we had a really lovely time and got in about... Mm. 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well,
so don't think you can't do stuff. Give it a go. And that's why I said, you're like, let's go. Mm. And then if you feel like you want to come home, yes, we'll come home straight away. But once you were there, you had a lovely time.
Yeah. I mean, it does help. But I have to admit, well, the adrenaline or whatever kicks in, I don't feel ill. I feel ill doing things that older people do, like going upstairs and I've got hiccups.
I was a bit worried because you had to go and do a little presenting award and then you'd had a couple of glasses of wine and there were stairs involved and I was like, oh God, how's this going to go?
I had a bottle of wine.
But you did it brilliantly.
And you kept saying, drink water. I thought, what was it, Kylie Minogue's wine? They was
yes.
It was quite funny. I quite like Kylie. I drink more of her.
You do have a little bit of a soft spot for Kylie, don't you?
Yeah.
But you did. You presented Caroline Monk with her Icon Award. Very, very.
Yeah, but the sneaky thing was that you knew, and they gave me an award afterwards. And normally you find out beforehand if you're going to.
It was a surprise for you.
Yeah, well, it was a flipping surprise. You're absolutely right. But it was very nice, and I was very touched. So it was great. And if you do feel, I did feel kind of knackered yesterday because I'd been out to the hospital, which is sort of like a day because they want to do your blood pressure, but can you lie down for an hour or so or whatever before we do your blood pressure, and can we do, which is fine, and I know they have to do it, but
you were a bit grumpy about it. You did, because I was at work and you did ring me going, they want me to lie down for half an hour.
I said can you not? Well, it's a bit, my blood pressure's always, I'm always quite excitable. And being in hospital doesn't actually help your blood pressure go down, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, it was, and then I had a little bit of work to do another day of the week. So I've been out a lot. And one thing that we always say about cancer is this cancer fatigue. So the energy levels are never good, whatever stage you're at, in many ways. And so apparently I don't have any testosterone anymore.
So they say.
So I'm rubbing it on.
You have testo gel.
Yeah, very. You rub it on your arm.
You don't rub it on your testos.
No, before anybody gets any. And it's got nothing to do with that, apparently. If a man doesn't have testosterone, then your energy levels and go right down. So as one of my tumours is on my pituitary gland, and that affects your hormones, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, because that kind of controls, it's like the control centre for hormones.
Yeah.
So that not working, you have to have the replacement ones.
The thing is, like last night or whenever we go out, people come up and say, James, are you sure you're ill? You look so healthy.
You did look particularly well last night, I'm sorry to say, because I know you find it annoying, but you look good. So.
Well, that's because I was wearing that jacket, white with coloured splotches all over it.
I like that jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And it was part of London Fashion Week. You have to laugh at fashion.
Yeah, I've never been to a fashion show
before. I couldn't understand. Have you never?
No, I didn't realise that the models have to look so grumpy. Like
a model face has to be
like really stern.
Yeah.
How you keep a straight face while you're wearing those like quite extreme clothing?
Because the designers yell at you if you don't when you get back.
Yeah, one of them just like somebody just got an old jumper and cut a few holes in it. It's like,
that's fashion. Yeah. The first person to have jeans with holes in probably did it themselves. Yeah.
There was a couple of nice things, but there are things you could actually wear, like that crochet dress where you could completely see through everything. It was very revealing on the bottom area, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't actually wear that without some kind of dress underneath.
No. And that one where it had that huge hat with a veil looked like it was designed for a beekeeper or a funeral. I couldn't decide which. Yeah.
No, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It certainly was entertaining.
Well, yes, but I don't think they meant it to be entertaining in the way you found it entertaining. And there are a couple of men's clothes. I mean, they were just appalling. Baggy trousers seem to
be. I think they're student designers, darling.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the thing. They go extreme on the catwalk, don't they? And then they kind of tone it down a bit for mainstream.
Well, are very baggy trousers for men back in fashion?
It looks like it.
I'm not wearing them. I'm baggy enough as it is.
No, they're sort of like hipster ones. It wouldn't look that good on you, I don't think.
No. And, I like them to be kind of, because I'm old and old-fashioned, I like them to be kind of tight at the ankle.
Yes.
Mm. But the one bloke came down and looked like he was going to tread on the hem of his trousers and trip over. They had to walk downstairs as well, and that was quite worrying.
But it was a lovely evening.
It was a nice evening. And the food was good.
Yeah. And we had fun with our friend Charlie.
Yeah. You made a new friend.
I did make a new friend, a lovely lady. I very much like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good evening all in all.
Yeah.
So have we got any medical updates?
Well, only the ones I just gave.
Yeah, that's kind of it, isn't it? And even if you feel a bit rubbish, if you get an invite to go somewhere, give it a go, because you can always come home early, but you might find you have a wonderful time.
Yeah. And I think we were talking to somebody earlier in the week, weren't we? And they had a rather personal problem.
No, that was the week before.
Was that the week before? We talked about that, didn't
we? Yeah, we did.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think the other thing to do with, like, last night was that you felt like you were like, oh, I don't want to not go because I don't want you to not be able to go about me. You know,
yeah.
You don't want to let me down, because I was obviously, you know, quite excited about going. But I really don't mind. And I'm sure most people in my position wouldn't. You know, it doesn't really matter. If you really, really didn't feel able to go, of course, that's totally fine. It really is. You know, I'm not going to be crying in the corner or in a bad mood.
No, I know, sweet. I know. But I do sometimes, you know, one of the things about having cancer is that you don't rush around like you used to. You know, I can't hop in the car and drive somewhere or do something. So if I'm on my own, you're at work during the day and I've got nothing else, so I'm sitting around here and I absolutely want to get out and do something. And then when you have the chance to get out and do something, sometimes I think, oh, gosh. And I mean,
it can be a bit of a mindset thing.
You know, even putting shoes on and just simple things like that, quite often, depending on how the cancer's going, can be a nightmare.
I know. I'm giving you a task for next week.
Oh, really?
Well, you know I have. We've discussed this, which it doesn't matter if you can't do it, but I want you to try and do it, because I think
it
will, if you do it, you'll get a sense of achievement. And it will. So we've got all of the cushions from the garden furniture here beside us in a big pile at the moment, and they need to go into the summer house.
Right.
Which is not far. It's, what, 100 yards? Not even that far, probably.
No.
50 yards?
I should think it's more like 20 to 30.
I'm not very good at distances.
No.
It's not far. And so I just thought that could be your task for the week. Just, you could do one a day, carry it up there.
Oh, well, I thought my task was to clean it out before we put them in.
No, just put them in there.
Because it's got bird food on the floor from one of the bird feeding things I burst, and it's got a lot of boxes of rubbish of bird
food. No, I'll do that side of things. Your task is to see if you can transport the cushions one by one.
But are you sure we're not going to be sitting outside?
It might be sunny, but it's jolly. Well, if we do, I can walk that 20 yards now. I know how far it is.
100 yards.
And grab a couple of cushions.
It sounds like we live in a stately home.
I can. I can go and get them out again. But it'd just be, I just thought it'd be something that you could do.
I will do the cushions.
A little bit of exercise for you. Fresh air. Obviously not expecting you to do it if it's raining or anything.
Was it this week I locked myself out?
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. That's hilarious, that one.
Well, it was quite funny.
It was funny because the window cleaner was coming.
Mm.
So there's a side gate that gives access to the back garden, which is normally locked. And you were in bed and then I was going to work.
Mm.
And so you went, oh, the window cleaner's coming. Can you unlock the side gate? Which I did. And then you, when I'd gone to work and it was raining heavily, decided that, or had been raining heavily, that the window cleaner wasn't going to come anymore.
He did come the day after, by the way.
But not that.
No.
So you, in your wisdom, popped out to check if there's any post in the front garden.
Mm. Or anything flung over the gate, like Amazon deliveries.
And so you had the front door key.
Yeah. But I shut the front door because I thought, I'm going to go in round the side gate. So I went in round the side gate and thought, well, as the window cleaner's not coming, I'll just lock it all up.
Put the padlock back on.
Yeah. But what I hadn't thought of is that the back door was locked.
So you had then just locked yourself into the back garden?
Yeah. Slightly embarrassing. Because even though I might have been able to yell to get somebody with a phone, I actually don't know any numbers because they're all in your phone under names.
Yeah.
So.
And also, you've got to hope there's a rambler walking up the footpath or something for somebody to be able to hear you yelling.
We do live in the middle of nowhere, so they're really...
There's sheep and geese at the back.
Yeah.
They're not going to really be much help. It's a big hedge. There's no way out of the garden.
I did think of climbing over the gate.
But I was very impressed because you rang me and explained what had happened because you had resolved it. You had escaped the garden.
It wasn't a very nice day. It was between horrendous
Lucky it wasn't showers. Absolutely tipping down, because you would have been very wet.
But so I thought, in the shed there are a pair of loppers gardening.
Bolt croppers.
Well,
tree loppers.
They're not quite the same thing as bolt croppers, so it didn't work. But trying to get the lock off took me about 20 minutes, but in the end...
You told me it was an hour when you rang me. Were you exaggerating?
I was outside for about
an hour. Or did it take an hour?
No, well, I didn't think about doing that straight off. Everything else... Then I sort of sat on the wall for a bit and thought...
How lucky that shed isn't locked.
Yeah. I thought...
Not there's much in there apart from some loppers.
And a lawnmower, and that's about it. It's not a very big shed. It's not the sort of shed you could go
You couldn't have even sat in there. It's literally that big enough for a lawnmower.
And then I thought, well, I could go and sit in the summer house until...
That's locked.
And that's locked. And then I thought, well, maybe if you don't hear from me, you might pop down, but that could be hours.
I would have done. If I'd rung you and you didn't answer your phone, I would. I mean, I'm only 20 minutes away when I'm at work, so after. But that would have probably taken a couple of hours for that to happen. Because first of all, I would have thought, I'll give it a while. He might be in the shower.
Yeah.
So you did that and you achieved it and you were fine. So that's what made me think you can actually do a little job, because if you can lop off a padlock with a pair of tree loppers, then... Yeah. There's no reason why you can't put a few cushions.
I'm not sure whether the tree loppers will be any good anymore.
Probably not.
Because
that was a big old metal padlock.
It was.
But it must be quite a lot of strength to do that.
Well.
And that's before you even had any testo gel.
Yeah. And it's a question of just doing it and leaning on it for quite some considerable time. And I wondered whether the loppers were going to break first.
Have you bought a new padlock yet?
Yes, done. Oh, sorted.
Well done. I know, because it's Amazon, right?
Mm. Everything, you don't need to pop to the shops anymore.
You and your Amazon.
I know. I just bought a new frying pan because you mucked up the one we had.
As long as you're not buying any more of those £6 shirts, the shiny polyester ones.
I thought it was a bargain. I didn't realise they're going to look that bad. Anyway, I think it's probably time for us to put the kettle on again.
Oh, yes, we're whittling on, aren't we? Yeah, you've had breakfast already today.
Yeah. Well, because you had to go out and do your Pilates.
I did that, and you were hungry when I came in.
Yeah. And we got in late last night, so that was good.
Look at us. Mm. Look at us go.
So the answer is that whatever stage you are, the most devastating thing is getting the news that you have cancer. But remember, one in two, half the population. It's not everybody. Everybody knows somebody.
What are you saying? You're not special.
I've never said that. But it is... You can't pretend it isn't happening. I mean, quite a lot of people do try to put it in the back.
Everyone deals with it in their own way. They're not wrong to do that. It's just you deal with it how you deal with it.
Yeah.
And on that note, we should probably wind up, otherwise we start whittling on it.
You just told me off then, didn't you?
No.
You've only done it once, so you know people love to tune into this to hear you telling me off. Oh, look, there's a magpie. Yeah, you're right. It's time to go. Bye-bye.
Good boy. All right.